verses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is there anyone without a Bible here? Raise up your hand if you are here without a Bible. Anyone? You don't have a Bible. Please, ushers, can we have Bibles for those who don't have a Bible? I believe so much in putting your eyes to the Word. Hallelujah. There is a camera that you have that is going to snap the Word and imprint it upon your heart. Praise the Lord. But you must keep your eye on the Word. Praise God forevermore. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 10. And then we'll thereafter go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 3. So let's start with Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. Shall we read together? One to go. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, it fell down on Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also James and John and sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Now open to Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Isaiah 45 and the third verse. Isaiah 45 verse 3. If you are there, say amen. Yes. Now let's read together. One to go. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. I title today's message, Accessing the Hidden Riches of Secret Places. Hallelujah. Accessing the hidden riches of secret places. Hallelujah. Accessing the hidden riches of secret places. There are riches that are hidden that no one knows about except God. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. Thank you, O Lord, in advance of what you are about to do with your word today. Thank you in advance for what you will reveal unto us today that will transform our lives. Shake us, O God Almighty, until we change. Shake us, O God, until we are transformed. Shake us, O God, until your will be done in our lives. You are the only true and the living God. So reveal yourself to us as you are, O Lord. I believe you for signs, wonders, and miracles by the word of your power today. And I submit under your divine intelligence today that you will speak your word through me. with power, with authority and simplicity, that everyone under the sound of my voice will hear your voice and will hearken unto it, to the glory of your name and to your praise. I am satisfied, O God, that you shall be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Accessing the hidden riches of secret places. God has riches, treasures in places nobody knows. He's the only one that knows it. Hallelujah. And that's what makes him God. That separates him from any other thing or any other one that wants to claim that they are God. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 45, God reveals something so profound, a promise unto Cyrus, and a message to one is a message to all. So as he promised Cyrus in the days of old, God is making a promise to someone under the sound of my voice today, that I will give you the treasures in darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that he is the only true and the living God. Amen. You know, many a times, you know, as you see that, oh, do you know God? Yes, I know God. But there are certain things that God will do in your life that then you will know this God is true. Hallelujah. He always wants to confirm the reality of his existence in your situation. Praise the Lord. And he does it by revealing certain things that are beyond our own human understanding. Things that are beyond our own intellectual capacity. He reveals himself, like I said last week. Hallelujah. Dare to believe God, because he is God and there is none like him. He says it of himself. He said, I am God, and there is none like me. Praise the Lord. I am God and there is none like me. Don't compare me with your boss in the office. Hallelujah. Don't compare me with your bank account. Don't compare me with your academic qualifications. Don't compare me with your degrees. Hallelujah. Don't compare me. You can't compare me to anything. Hallelujah. In heaven, on earth, and under the earth. You know why? Because I created all things. Praise the Lord. You can't compare me to what I create, because I am a creator. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. He knows all things and he can do all things. He is God all by himself. He said, who can advise me? I walk according to the counsel of my own will. If I stretch forth my hand, who can bend it back? If I bend my hand, who can stretch it forth? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. He is God. He laid the beams of his chambers in the waters and ride upon the wings of the wind. He made the earth his footstool and spread out the heaven like a curtain. He said, heaven is my place, but the earth I have made my own footstool. Ha bayataya. Who is like unto this God? He is fearful in praises. He is a wonder-working God. No one can be compared with him. He owns everything. He created all things, both visible and invisible. He's the creator of it. What you can see with your natural eyes, he created. What you cannot see, he still created it. And that's why he has Hidden riches in secret places. Glory be to Jesus. He is God. He said, before me there was no God, and after me there can be none other. I'm the only God. Praise the Lord. I am that I am. Moses said, who should I tell the people sent me? Who should I? He said, tell them I am sent you. Whatever, in other words, whatever it is that you need, I am. You need peace, I am peace. You need healing, I'm the healer. You need money, I'm the financier. Glory be to Jesus. What do you need? I am. Let me ask your neighbor, what do you need? What do you need? Because I am, ask me to tell you, I am what you need. Oh, I wish somebody will receive that. I wish somebody will receive that right now, right now, right now. Receive it into your spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God has hidden riches. He said it himself. Said, I will give you hidden riches of secret places. So there are some secret places that riches are hidden. Hallelujah. And God knows it because he put them there. He put them there for the day that I will be in a tight corner. For that day when things don't go right in my life. For that day that I will be in need. So he can supply it. Glory be to Jesus. He kept it there. Hidden. Concealed. From everybody and from anybody. Hallelujah. He has hidden some riches. And that's why I come to let somebody know today that there is no shortage of money anywhere. There is no shortage of husband. There is no shortage of wife. There is no shortage of money. No shortage of business. Hallelujah. No shortage of opportunities to be all that God wants you to be in life. There is no shortage. The only issue is you have not discovered the hidden riches that are in secret places. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Good God in Zion. That's why there is no situation in your life that is going to catch God unawares. And God will be looking helter-skelter. What am I going to do about Oluyinka's issue? No, he knows what to do. Glory be to Jesus. He knows what to do. He knows where what you are looking for is. Do you believe that this morning? Whatever you are looking for, God knows where he is. Amen. Amen. He knows where it is. I know what is did in the life of a woman in the Bible according to Genesis 21. Genesis 21 verses 14 to 19. He did something in the life of a woman called Hagar. The woman that had a child for Abraham. The woman that gave birth to Ishmael. When she was thrown out according to God's direction. She was thrown out of the house because God said the child is not the child of promise, even though he's a child of Abraham, but he's not the child of promise. Hallelujah. Because that child did not come from the wife of Abraham. And that's why the Bible never referred to her as Abraham's wife. But the child is Abraham's son. Hello.
And she was driven out of the place and given water and bread to live for one day. The child was crying, about to die. Hallelujah. They were in the desert. She didn't know what to do. She did not want to see and behold her dying child. She moved afar off from the baby. The baby was crying. The baby was dying. He was thirsty, exhausted. But an angel of the Lord came. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to this God. Oh my goodness. An angel came and spoke to Hagar and said, Hagar, look behind you. Glory be to Jesus. As she looked behind, she saw a river of water in the desert. God will show you hidden riches in secret places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do I have somebody to receive that today? Amen. He knows. Hagar never thought that there could be water in the desert. But there is a God that hid water under the desert. And when she came, somebody that needed it came. God said, it's time to bring out the hidden riches. It is time to bring out the hidden riches. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, many of you sometimes are saying God is not doing something. Many of you are afraid of getting into a tight corner, getting into a difficult situation, getting into hardship. That is when God is about to reveal himself. In fact, he thrives on it because your hardship is going to reveal that he is God, all powerful, all knowing, all present, all wise God. It is your situation that will reveal the power of God. That was why he told Moses, tell the people I am, because whatever they need, when they come to a tight corner in their lives, when they come to a brick wall, I will show up. If they want me to be an open door, I am. Glory be to Jesus. You want me to be a provider? That I am. You want me to heal you? That I am. Whatever it is that you need, I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I've come to boast about your Father today. So that all those counterfeit gods will know that they are nothing compared to my Father and your Father. Glory be to Jesus. No, today is a day. Look, it's a new beginning. Glory be to Jesus. It's time for my Father to show out and show off. Praise the Lord. It is time for God to show up in your situation. To tell your situation, I am the true and the living God. That challenge is not God. Hallelujah. That sickness is not God. That barrenness is not God. That poverty is not God. That lack in your life is not God. That famine in your business is not God. Hallelujah. I am is the God of all gods, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's your God. I am fully persuaded that God has pockets of blessings here and there. Pockets of blessings that are not known to anybody except to God. Hallelujah. They are there. Pockets, they are there. To the east, to the north, to the west, to the south. They are there. And God can bring those blessings into your life whenever it is needed. If he needs to use your friends, he will use them. If he needs to use your frenemies, he will use them. If he needs to use your enemies, he will use them. Glory be to Jesus. God is the one that can use your enemy. Yes, as a hidden riches in secret places. Oh, did he not do it? When Elijah prophesied that there would be no rain, there was famine in the land. He himself was a partaker of the famine. But God said, the fact that you spoke my word does not mean that you should partake in it. As for you, because you are obedient, I will bring what you need to you. You will not be in famine. The Bible said God sent ravenous birds, a raven, to go and give Elijah food. Now, if you know what it means to be a ravenous bird, ravenous birds don't take food and give it to anybody. Ravenous birds are stingy birds. Praise the Lord. They don't share their loot with anybody. Hallelujah. They don't share it with anybody. But when God wants to feed you, glory be to Jesus, even the stingiest of the stingiest, God will take what is in their hand, because he hid it in their hands for the day that you will need it. Praise the Lord. I've shared the testimony of a friend of mine concerning his son who was got an admission abroad, and he was going to study a 5-year course abroad. She didn't have enough money, but the only money that she had, he said the best student in that child's class got admission into a university in Nigeria here. They are twins, and their father just died. So how would they be able to send these twins? They were best results from GS1 to GS to SS3. And then the father died, the breadwinner, and they didn't know how they were going to pay their way. They got admission. Universities were looking for them. Brilliant children, brilliant twins. And my friend said to herself, how much is it for the two of them? They said it's 800,000. She looked at her account, 800,000 there. She said, my son wants to go for a 5-year course in England. 800,000, by the time we take out ticket money, can we even be able to pay for one session abroad? She said, let them have the 800,000. They had the 800. He paved the way of these children to go into university. Oh my goodness. There are hidden riches in secret places. God used the stingiest person in her family, who never gives to anybody, won't give to his own children. And the man said, oh, about your son, what are your plans? The boy said, I want to go abroad. He said, this school. He said, we believe God for the money. He said, go and meet your mother. Tell me how much everything will cost for the 4 or 5 year course. The guy paid 18 million naira. This guy does not, beloved, God has hidden riches in secret places. Are you listening to me? Because that is a man that nobody in the family thought anything could come out of him. He is somebody that typifies what a ravenous bird is all about. But God hid that money in his hand. It's not his own. It was meant for that boy. Glory be to Jesus. Everyone that is holding your blessing, this month they will let go of it. They will deliver it to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, that's why it is good. Many a time, sometimes we don't want to give because we think, I don't have enough. When you don't have enough for what you want to do, give what you have. Give it out. You will have more than enough for what you want to do. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. God is a good God. Why? Because he declared in Psalm 24, he said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24 and verse 1. Praise the Lord. I love the NLT translation. The NLT translation says, praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I'm running ahead of myself, but it's okay. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that is in it. The world and all that dwell in it. Praise the Lord. Did you hear that? The earth is the Lord's and its fullness, and everything that is in it and all that dwell in it. All it belongs to God. Praise the Lord. So God does not have a shortage of hidden riches, because everything belongs to him. Hallelujah. Everything belongs to God. Come and say it with me. Everything belongs to God. He is the creator of all things. And he said, there is nothing I cannot create. Hallelujah. When the Israelites got to the Red Sea, all they could see was water. Hallelujah. But God knew that there was a road inside that water. And that road was necessary for them to get to their promised land. So when they got there, what did God do? The water had no choice but to stand straight to reveal the hidden riches that was in the secret place under the water. There was a dry land under the water. Only God knew about it. So when they cry unto God, God revealed what they couldn't see. God will reveal what you cannot see to you. I said, God will reveal what you cannot see to you. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is somebody listening to God today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is God. He is God. I said he is God. He is God. You can't vote him in. He's not a politician. You can't vote him in and you can't vote him out. Hallelujah. You didn't bring him into this world. You can't take him out. No wonder Jesus declared. He said, I laid down my life by myself and I can take it up again. He said, nobody can take my life. I am the one that chose to lay it down and I will take it up again by myself. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Are you following God today? I said, are you following God today? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Matthew 17 and verse 27, let's hear what the Lord says here. There is a story in Matthew 17 and verse 27. There is a story there. Very interesting story. To show you and to convince you this morning that there are hidden riches in secret places. You may have a dream and a vision now where you are and you are wondering how it's going to come to pass. Praise the Lord. You may be thinking, where would I get everything that is needed to actualize this dream that God has given me? Beloved, what you need is already available. Come on, help me tell your neighbor. What you need is already available. Praise God forevermore. I view opened there because you see, when you read the Bible, ask the Holy Spirit to show you things here, because if that happened, then it's going to happen in your life. Some people came and said, ah, Jesus, what are you doing? You don't pay your dues. You don't pay your dues. You and your disciples, you don't pay your dues. And they came to Jesus, what are we going to do? And Jesus said, which one concern? We are not of this kingdom. But so that, look, we don't want to multiply enemies unto ourselves. Now you go and catch a fish. When you catch that fish, open the mouth of that fish. You will find money inside. Use that money to go and pay our dues. Oh, there are hidden riches in secret places. Only God knows where it is. That is why I made up my mind to cling to this God. Because when I walk with him, when I allow him to lead me to where he wants me to go, I will not lack anything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And exactly what he told them was exactly what happened. Peter never knew. How would anybody have thought in your intellectual and astuteness of your faculty or capacity of your brain and cerebra, how would you have thought that fish will carry money in their mouth? Fishes don't eat money. They don't. Hallelujah. But God can hide riches anywhere he chooses. If he chooses to hide it in a mule, he will hide it there. If he chooses to hide it in a fish, he will hide it there. If he chooses to hide it in a bird, he will hide it there. Wherever he wants, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and everything that is within it belongs to him. Hallelujah. That's God for you. Inside fish, he knew the money was there for the days it will be needed. Oh, glory to God! Glory to God! I just wish that You are seeing what I'm saying. I see you moving to another level. Hallelujah. I see the hidden riches locating you, and you locating it. In the name of Jesus. There is no lack anywhere. Hallelujah. There is no shortage anywhere, beloved. We only need to find it. And we have someone who knows the place exactly where what I need has been hidden. His name is the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. He's the one that will lead you to where it is. He's the one that will tell you, look back and find water in the desert. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, sometimes, you know, when people look, I was saying it, I think it was a Wednesday service that I was talking, and I was saying, look, no, I think it was during the fasting, and I had to take a topic on, can anything good come out of Nigeria? And I said, a lot of people have concluded Nigeria. Now, the funny thing is, everyone that has concluded that nothing good can come out of this country, none of them is God. That, you see, that is the shocking thing to me. The earth doesn't belong to any one of them. They didn't create it. They don't even know what is going to happen in their own lives. Hallelujah. They can't see unless God shows you, you can't see. So where did that come from? Where did that come from? In this same land, our pastor here was sharing with us on Wednesday and said somebody came to our office and was saying, a foreigner, and was looking for business. He said, the way this place be like so, somebody still they come here in this place, still they look for something. Waiting day, waiting remain. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, God is even trying to tell you yourself something, that there are hidden riches here. Glory be to Jesus. They are there. You just have not discovered it. And that is natural with all of us, because everybody is looking for buffet. Nobody wants to go to the market to go and buy the ingredients, negotiate with the mamelefo, negotiate with the babelepo, negotiate with all those people. And then in the sun, and then they abuse you when you underprice too much beyond their own capital, and then they abuse you over it and say, take it, you want to steal it. They abuse you, you sweat there, then you carry all the thing to the house, and then you now want to cook. Praise the Lord. You now have to do the cooking, the smoke and everything there. You suffer everything in the kitchen. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody wants that. Everybody wants somebody else to do that, then they can go and take out of it. But sometimes, let me tell you, if the increase of a place is going to yield itself to you, you are going to be the cook. Hallelujah. Amen. You will do the cooking. And the Holy Ghost is there to tell you how to put all the ingredients together. He will show you where you will get the salt. He will show you where to get the palm oil. He will show you where to get the good price for it. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There is something in this land. I'm telling you. Because God doesn't make mistake. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So even this land we are in belongs to God. And there are hidden riches here. Glory be to Jesus. I said there are hidden riches here. Amen. What are you talking about? The opportunities are there. There's no shortage. It's because I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. If only I know somebody in that company. The company belongs to God. Glory be to Jesus. You only need to connect with the owner of everything, and then he will begin to show you. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's go on, beloved. Let's go on. In our text, the story of Peter, We all know the story of Peter. Jesus said, look, you have something that I need. Give me your boat. Just for a few minutes. I just want to preach. Amen. And Jesus preached. And the Bible said, after Jesus preached, he now looked to Peter and said, Peter, launch out. And Peter replied, Jesus, to where? Sir, are you in the fishing business? No, because if somebody is trying to instruct you in the area to which you are astute, you want to ask the guy. Praise the Lord. If somebody who is not a medical doctor is trying to prescribe something to you, will you not ask him, are you a doctor, sir? Are you? When Jesus met a woman at the well, and he said, give me water to drink. And he was telling her, you don't know the water I carry. If you drink this water, you will never thirst again. The woman said, are you a prophet? Because you see, based on some things you say, people want to know whether you are authority in it. Glory be to Jesus. So Peter did the same. We are in the fishing business. You are in the preaching business. Preaching, fishing, well, it sounds alike, but it's not the same. I've been doing this thing for many years. I own trawlers. This is my business. So he told Jesus, we've gone there all night. We didn't catch anything. You said we should go there. What are we going to see there? We deal in fishes. Not, what's that thing they eat in Lagos? Yo-yo. So, one thing that I want you to understand. Peter was there when Jesus first preached. When he was there. When he gave his boat to Jesus. You know Jesus preached? Do you know the preaching didn't affect Peter? If he affected him, he would never have replied or responded to Jesus like that. Hey, that's why some of you come to church, you listen to, the thing is going here, he's coming out here. You can't even remember when you go out what you have had before. But you see, there is a day is coming. A day that God, you will face him face to face. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said, this is the only way you will know that I am a true and the living God. And beside me, there is none other. So he needed to prove it to Peter. So when Peter said, there is no point going out there because there's nothing there. Oh, I've come to tell somebody today. Where you have thought there is nothing there, God is saying to you today, there is something there. Oh, I wish I had somebody that will believe it today and dance without drums, dance without a guitar. Dance without a keyboard. Oh, maseke rebashata. Like popoporia maseke. Oh, rabashata. Do not throw away the cluster, for there is still a good in it. Do not throw away the cluster of grapes, for there is good in that cluster. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will locate it. This month, you will locate it. This month, you will locate it. You will locate your hidden riches in secret places. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will open your eyes to behold wondrous things that God has made. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Sit down, let's go on. And he said, Peter said, we've toiled all night, but we caught nothing. So there is no point going that route again. Are there routes you have abandoned? Are there routes that you have fenced around and say nothing can come out of this? Beloved, today, lift up thy heads, O ye gates, and be thou lifted up. For the King of Glory is about to come in and show himself mighty in your behalf. In the name of Jesus, who am I preaching to today? Every door that is locked against your next level, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command it open, open, open in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But Peter says something. At thy word, because you said so, you know what that means? It means, in my own translation, what have I got to lose? Hello? Really? What have I got to lose? Even if it is to test what you are saying, I will go. Even if to be able to tell you after I've gone and I didn't catch anything. So he decided that he was going. And he went. They went again. And Jesus said, launch out into the deep. Hey! He told them where to launch. He said, it's in the deep. Launch into the deep. They launched into the deep where they found nothing before. They did not just find yo-yo there. Hello, somebody. That same place that they said there was nothing there, they found hidden fishes. Oh, Lord. It was in abundance. It was in abundance. It was more than enough. Because we serve a God whose name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the Lord that is more than enough. And they found more than enough in the place. The Bible said their nets, which they used to catch the fish, started to break. It started to break because it could not contain the depth of the abundance, the overflow. Your joy will overflow this month. Your joy will overflow this month. In the name of Jesus. Huh. My God, my God, my God. The Bible says they had to call their other partners. That is the one that I love. That when God begins to reveal hidden riches to you, everyone connected with you will enjoy with you. Amen. Your family will enjoy with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that tells me that that is a more than enough blessing. Praise the Lord. That you have enough for yourself, then you still have more to give unto others. That will be your testimony. Amen. I said that will be your testimony. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Peter, that first was using, look, when God was doing something like this, when we are talking about hidden riches, go and throw your way. Your intellect is not required. Your reasoning is not needed. Praise the Lord. It's not needed. Because if you are reasoning it out with your brain, with your intellectual capacity, you will never obey God. You will never be directed to your hidden riches. No way. You will never. You've got to throw away all your reasoning. Your reason that I'm telling you, I've not seen it ever done somewhere before. That's your reasoning. Hallelujah. Or your reasoning, this is how we do it in our family. Praise the Lord. Tradition. Throw it away. It won't work. Praise the Lord. It won't work. Logic is not going to work. Amen. It's not going to work. Throw it away. All that is needed, as Peter did, you just say, Lord, I'm launching out at thy word. That's all. At thy word, I'm launching out into the deep. Praise the Lord. At thy word, if God says so, so be it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, let me just say a few things here. First of all, I want to talk about wisdom in instruction. What you need to do so that you can access these hidden riches. You see what happened to Peter thereafter? All the, when we don't find anything, now, maybe he wants to say that he's a fisherman. See this pastor. He thinks he knows anything about fishing business. Today, we will know. And then he now found fish.
He came to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Why did he say that? You know, many times you read it. I read it, I said, why would he tell Jesus to depart? Because that is the time that you really need to cling to him. But why is it? And the Holy Ghost said, no. He's not asking Jesus to go away from him like that. That's not what Peter meant. What Peter meant was, I am not even worthy to be in fellowship with you. I'm not worthy to have any relationship with you. Because I have seen the thoughts of foolishness of myself. The superfluity of nothingness in my life. And someone like you, hey, who can bring out hidden riches from secret places? Ah. I'm not worthy to company with you. And Jesus replied, never mind. From now on, I gave you that sample because by this testimony, you will catch men. God is going to give you a testimony that will cause people to follow you to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's something I love God for. He will do something. You know, during the fasting that we're going through, I shared the testimony one day that I said, I got a call from someone who told me, Madam, we have some money for you. I said, how? Do you have money? He said, when we did all our auditing and our accounting, we discovered that we are still owing you money. Now, I didn't know, they didn't know, but God knew. Glory be to Jesus. He knew that riches was hiding. He knew that that thing was there. And I needed his gun. As at that time. Praise the Lord. And God fished it out from where it is to meet the need. Oh my goodness. May God show up for you.
Amen.
May God show up for you.
Amen.
And just yesterday, you know, when I was just meditating on this message, I now remember the testimony a brother, friend, shared with me many years ago. I didn't even remember it when my own came. And he told me, he was in London and he said he was at a meeting. And that meeting, the thing was so heavy on his heart that he should give everything that he had on him that day. And he gave it. It wasn't an announcement made. He said the impression was too heavy. It was a burden that if he didn't give it, he wasn't sure he was going to be okay. He gave everything. He said, in fact, after I gave it, after the service, he said he was going home. That's when he remembered, I need transport money. And this was late November. It was already cold. He said, Inka, I walked all the way home. I didn't know what I did, but somehow I did it, and I just wasn't going to regret what I did. He said, I walked home. It was cold. I got home. He said, the very next morning, he said, I got a phone call. His father had passed on then. He said, I got a phone call from the bank of my father. And they asked him, are you Mr. So-so-so? And so they say, yes. Please, I want to apologize to you because when we were putting together all your father's accounts and things in the bank, this was about 1.5 years after the father had passed on. And we discovered an account that we did not include
And we discovered that there's a lot of money in the account. Can you please come to the bank today or tomorrow at your convenience so that you can sign and we can release the money to you? Hello, somebody.
Hi.
The money was so plenty. He bought a house in England with the money. Praise the Lord. Hidden riches in secret places. God knew it was there. Hallelujah. He knew. The bank did not know. He himself did not know. The person that knew had gone. Only God knew that it was there. Whatever is your rightful blessing, inheritance, and hidden anywhere, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command it to be delivered unto you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, locate it for the people of God and cause it to be delivered unto them. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. So, quickly, I'm rounding up. So, these are the wisdom and instruction. You see what Peter did. Peter gave. Hallelujah. He gave. He gave his boat. And that opened the door. It was the access to the hidden riches. Philippians 4:19 says, "Man, my God shall supply." Before that statement was made by Paul, if you read verse 17 and 18, he was talking about the giving of the Philippians. He said, they gave unto my need, not out of need, because I have no need. But it is so that the fruit will be to your own account. Hallelujah. Don't think every giving you are giving, every sowing you are sowing is a waste. It's not a waste. It's going into your account. Hallelujah. Now, you may not be aware, but God knows your account number. Praise the Lord. The day that God sees there is need for you to withdraw from it, he will reveal it unto you. Praise the Lord. He will reveal it unto you. In Jesus' mighty name. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's what God does. Praise the Lord. That's what he does. Hidden riches in secret places. Somebody is going to locate it. This month it will come to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Next one. Fear God. This is important. Psalm 25 and verse 14 says it. The secret of the Lord are with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenants. The secret of the Lord are with them that fear him. So you must fear God. How? You obey God. Obey his instructions. Peter obeyed the instruction, and what happened? He took delivery of the hidden riches. Praise the Lord. Hagar looked back when the angel said, "Look behind you." She looked behind her and she found water in the desert. Praise the Lord. Fear God. Obey his instructions. Whatever God asks you to do, do it. Don't complain. Stop murmuring. Stop grumbling. Stop grumbling about what is not enough. Ah, this is not enough. It's not this. It's not that. Ah, how will I have enough? No, 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 no. Stop all the grumbling. Obey God's instruction. As God leads you, just go right ahead. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, go right ahead. Say it one more time. Praise the Lord. The next one, believe God's word. Peter said, at thy word. At thy word. Because you said so,
at your word, I will do it. And the word produced for him.
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Let's quickly read that. Hebrews 4, verses 1 to 2. This is interesting. It says, let us therefore fear, lest any promise being left us of entering into his rest. What is the promise that will enable us to enter into his rest? He has made a promise, as he made it to Cyrus. He said, I will give unto you treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the true and the living God. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So he said, any of you should seem to come short of it, may you not come short of this promise in the name of Jesus. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. It didn't profit them. It was unproductive in their situations and circumstances. Why? He said, because they did not mix it with faith. What they heard, they did not mix it with faith. Peter mixed what he heard with faith, with a belief. And that word produced for him. It profited him because he mixed it with faith. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. It is an assurance that the thing you believe God for exists in the spirit realm. And because it exists in the spirit realm, it shall be manifested in the physical. Praise the Lord. That's what faith is. At thy word, I will do this. He mixed it with faith. He took an action like Peter did. Launch out into the deep. He launched out into the deep. Spread the net. That's the action of his faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And because of it, he took delivery of hidden riches and secret places that only God himself knew about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can be trusted, beloved. God can be depended upon. You can depend upon his word. His word will never fail. The Bible says he has exalted his word even above his name. So when Peter went about doing his own business and everything turned upside down for him, he's lost hope. The Bible said they were already washing their nets. They never intended. Probably they were going to pack up that business and say, it's all over. Praise the Lord. But it's not over until God says it's over. I said, it is not over until God says it is over. No matter what it is that you are looking for. Hallelujah. Sometimes you are just looking for a word. You just need a word from God. And then you pick up the Bible. Hello. I say, God, I need a word. Amen. And God will take you exactly to the place where the word that you need as at that time is. Has anybody experienced that before? Glory be to Jesus. And you'll just be wondering, in fact, it will shock you because you said it, but really, you really didn't believe it's going to come out like that. And then it will come out exactly that you are not in any doubt that God is speaking to you from that scripture. Do I have a witness in the house? Praise the Lord. Why? Because he has made that promise. The Bible says it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. It is the honor of men to search it out. So
sometimes you pick the Bible and say, well, this I don't see it there. My name is not there. They didn't write Adebimpe there. They didn't write Folash Ade there. Hello? There is no naked there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But there are hidden riches in this place. Hidden riches that will bring comfort to your soul. Hidden riches that will bring deliverance to your life. Hidden riches that will bring healing to your body. Hidden riches that will bring compensation to you. Hidden riches that will bring consolation to your heart is there in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. How many of you are ready to take delivery of the hidden riches? Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. God is a faithful God. Someone here, this month, you will locate your hidden riches.
Amen.
That's the word of the Lord for someone in this place. I don't know who you are. That place that you thought there is nothing there, you will still locate hidden riches in the place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your two hands. If God could put money in the mouth of a fish, your situation is not impossible case. Hallelujah. It's not an impossible case. You are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand on the promise that you have given, that you will give unto me treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. I stand upon that promise today. Help me to locate my hidden riches. Direct me by the Holy Spirit to my hidden riches. Holy Spirit, help me to locate it. Turn it to your prayer. Wherever your hidden riches are, Holy Spirit, Jesus, you directed your disciples to a fish, to catch a fish. And they found money in the mouth of the fish. You directed Hagar and told her to turn back, to look back. She found water in the desert. Oh Lord, lead me to where water is in the desert of my life. Lead me there. Holy Spirit, I relinquish leadership to you today. Lead me. Lead me, oh Lord, to my hidden riches. Help me to locate it. Father, you helped Peter. His business was down spiraling. But at your word, he tried again. At your word, he tried it again. And the same place, he still found hidden riches there. Help me, oh Lord. Let me locate hidden riches of secret places. By your mercy and the shed blood of your Son Jesus, Father, lead me to where your secret places are and deliver the hidden riches unto me. Father, in this land that you have planted me, reveal to me. Let the land yield its increase unto me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lift up your two hands before heaven. Father, I thank you for your precious ones. You have redeemed them with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Today, I declare over your life in the name of Jesus and command the hidden riches of secret places to locate you in every area of your need. In the name of Jesus. Father, use whoever you want to use to deliver those hidden riches unto your people, that they may know beyond any doubt that you are God, the only true and the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever belongs to them, Father, that is in the hand of anyone, release it unto them, Lord. Be merciful unto your people, Father, and release those blessings into their hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, by the time Peter located the hidden riches, it came multiplied. Father, the grace for multiplication, release it upon your people. The grace for abundance, let it mark their life this month. Let it mark all the works of their hands in the name of Jesus. Now, Satan, whatsoever you have stolen from them, in the name that is above every name, I command you now, release their blessings. 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 Now, release their blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to receive your blessings right now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it and thank the Lord for it. Receive it and thank the Lord for it. Receive it and thank the Lord for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory. We give you honor, we give you adoration. Thank you, Father, for what you have done with your word today. Thank you for signs, wonders, miracles that follows your word. Glory be to your name for it. All the glory belongs to you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.